Well, there's been a long tradition of men playing women in Shakespeare's plays, and now the Melbourne Theatre Company, the MTC, is taking a step further by making King Lear a woman. And who better to play that lead role than the grand dame of Australian theatre, Robin Nevin? She's called Queen Lear, and she says it's one of the greatest challenges of her career, this play. She spent the last few months preparing for the role with a strict regime of physical and vocal training. On her way to rehearsals, I spoke to her yesterday in our Melbourne studio.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Now, Robin, you don the royal crown for this role. Does aristocracy come easy to you, on stage or off?
That's my response.
Okay, because I note that the director of Queen Lear, Rachel McDonald, says you're born to play Queen Lear because you've had your own empire, and she's referring to the fact you've been artistic director of some major theatre companies in this country. Has that helped at all as you prepared for this role? Have you tried to sort of gather any of that?
Not even remotely. No. I think I'm ready to play it because I've reached the age that I've reached and had a great deal of experience. I think that's all it is.
It's interesting you say that you've reached this age now where you're ready to take this on because you're approached to do this some while ago now.
Yes, Rachel did approach me when I was actually running Sydney Theatre Company, and I told her to go away. It was a ridiculous idea because I was just too busy. And we resurrected the idea after I'd left the company and phoned around various companies throughout Australia and was rejected. So that was a bit of a shock, disappointment. But we finally got it up. And it's a culmination of many, many, many years of just sheer practice of the art of acting, and being a woman, these roles are not there when you reach this age, so we've had to take one of the bloke's roles.
It's quite a role, this one, bloke's role or otherwise. King Lear, one of Shakespeare's greatest tragedies, one I would have thought one of the hardest. In fact, I think it's been described as unactable. It's quite a challenge.
Yes, I don't know what they mean by unactable, really.
Let's hope you don't know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding out. We're at the stage now where we're putting it all together. We had our first run yesterday, and I was fine by the end of it, but by the end of the day, I was pretty wrecked. It creates its own adrenaline rush, and I think that's pretty much what gets you through. But also, you do have to be very fit, I think, physically, mentally, and emotionally. You have to have real stamina. It's quite an athlete's performance. But the challenge of it is a great joy, and the language is what I'm absolutely loving. I mean, you don't often get these opportunities as women. They're very rare, and I'm absolutely relishing it.
And let's talk about the challenge of the language and why women don't get it. What are you talking about there? It's emotionally demanding, the descent into madness. There's a range of emotion you have to track through here. You don't think women tend to get that kind of a role?
It's the poetry. It's Shakespeare's language. He was writing at a time when language was evolving and developing, and people were playing with it. There were no rules of grammar. He himself created, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 new words for the language. And it comes to us now as a huge challenge because our fundamental role as actors is to be heard by everyone in the audience and then to find the clarity of meaning. Now, those are two fundamentals that you can do with any play, but when you have the added element of the emotional and poetic scope and scale of the language, that is a real challenge. It's a visceral experience to actually say the words, the number of words in a sentence. One sentence can last for five lines, and you have to have the breath control and the ability to sing it, to create the nuances, to get all the colours of the metaphors and similes and paradoxes and antitheses and everything that he plays with. It's just extraordinarily sophisticated language, very demanding on an actor, and the actor has to learn to sing it to offer clarity and meaning and poetry to the audience.
And just in case anyone's coming in, they're confused here, we're talking about King Lear, but we're talking to Robin Nevin. This is an adaptation of King Lear, and sure, audiences may have been accustomed to women playing male roles before, but this is different, I think. It's staged as if this play, Lear, was written for a woman in the first place.
It's called Queen Lear. I think that's infuriated some people, but there is already in existence a play called Lear, and we wanted to obviously make it clear from the start the difference. Yes, the play is performed as it was originally written, except with the one single fundamental change that the king is a queen. And it does obviously have very interesting and different resonances, the mother-daughter relationship and the misogyny. Other than that, it's pretty much, I mean, we haven't had to adjust very much. In fact, I don't think we adjusted at all. We just accepted it was queen and the story is unfolding.
Yes, but as you say, I think it's a fundamental change in the sense that, you know, the king, King Lear, is the father, the head of the house, not just the head of the country, the head of the household. And you talk about the mother-daughter relationship there too, which is different to the father-daughter relationship, which is at the centre of King Lear. You don't think it's interfered with the essence of the play? Or changed it, rather, not interfered with?
It's not interfered with it. It may shift things. Well, I don't know. You see, I'm just doing it as it is, so I don't have to make any shifts because I'm just saying the words as they are and connecting imaginatively with the text, and it works. So I think it's for the audience to see the differences. For audiences who have seen King Lear, they'll perceive differences. For me, I'm just doing it as it's written.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Robin Nevin. She's about to open as Queen Lear at the Melbourne Theatre Company in July. The wider theme of King Lear is all about family relationships. I wonder if you've had to dig around your own family relationships as you've worked through this, and also do you think that's the resonance with a modern audience, the notion of sort of family systems?
One of the first things the director said to me was, this is about daughters trying to get the finding out how to manage their old mum and get her into a nursing home. Now, that's a very glib response, but it does have that kind of resonance. It is about the ageing process. It's about abdication of power while still hanging on to power. It's about CEOs who stay on too long, about CEOs who stay but then still see themselves as the CEO. It's about the disintegration of loyalties and friendships that have been built up around the power base. And once that power base is disintegrated, what happens then to the person of power? It's the crumbling of a person and the nation around them. What was the question?
Was whether you've had to dabble in your own family relationships and background as inspiration to you, but also if that's the resonance for Australian for audiences now.
Yes, look, I am the sum of, you know, the events of my own life, personal, professional, political, absolutely everything else. And everything I am, I bring to everything I do. Lear asks for absolutely everything. Of course, I'm the mother of a daughter. In this play, I have three. I'm treated cruelly by two daughters and lovingly by one. I've experienced the whole shebang, and I think everybody sitting in the audience will identify as well.
And you talked about earlier, you made reference to the challenges of this play. You've been in intense rehearsals over the last few months, but you've actually gone into special training, haven't you? Not just physically and for the language.
Yes, I think you do have to. I unfortunately broke the big toe on my right foot, which hampered the physical preparation. I had to do a different kind of preparation. But I've been reading and reading. I struggled for a year with the first scene in which she sets up a love contest between her three children and says, which of you loves us most? If whoever expresses the strongest degree of love will get the largest bounty from me. And the youngest daughter refuses to play the game and is just honest. The queen flies into a rage and banishes her, then banishes her colleague for pointing out the truth. And I took a year to come to terms with this. I couldn't get inside it. I just didn't know how to. And I think that was partly a gender issue. But I've arrived there now. But yes, the training was significant. Fortunately, I had time off before going into this place, so I was rested, which is really important. But, you know, I'm nearly 70, and it does require an enormous physical commitment and one of focus and concentration and ease. And the ease is probably the hardest thing to find, because relaxation, when you're playing rage and grief, you know, it's the kind of contradiction between the two, and the tensions in the body are great. So physical training and good fundamental health is very important.
And just to stay with that, the artistic process you were talking about there earlier, about, you know, taking a year, but you've arrived there now. How did you do that?
by doing it, just by doing the scene, just by getting up and doing it. I just have to accept that that's what she does. And ultimately, you know, it's like coming into a theatre situation and a scene and say, in the very first scene, you have to say to somebody you've never met before, I love you more than anything else in the world. Well, it's impossible to imaginatively connect with that and make that real, but you have to do it. So you do it and do it and do it until your imagination fires and then it becomes real. It's just a process. I can't really explain it, Fran. It's acting.
Robin Nevin, as you say, you're nearly 70. You're probably one of Australia's best-known theatre actresses. How does Queen Lear rate in terms of the artistic challenges you've faced in your career?
Top of the pile. Absolutely the mountaintop. I mean, I've never embraced anything like this before. I think Barry Kosky, the great Australian director, is the closest to has brought me closest to a challenge of this nature. I did a play called The Women of Troy with Barry, and the way he created and constructed the piece provided similar sorts of challenges. But this piece itself is just greater in scope and scale, magnitude, and with the baggage, the burden of the baggage that it brings with it. But it's the top of the heap.
Robin Nevin, or shall I say Queen Lear, thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast.
It's been a huge treat. Thanks, Fran.
Robin Nevin playing the lead role in the MTC's Queen Lear, which opens in Melbourne on the 12th of July. It's 8:18 on Breakfast.